Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What is your earliest memory of taking an action that you would now consider to be self-sabotage? And why is that memory so important? Well, actually, it's not the memory. It's the aspect of your personality that keeps stepping up and trying to run your life, but it can only do so from the level of maturity that it was at that point in time. And I'll give you some examples. For me, it was 9 years old whenever I went into relationship bargaining. I'll explain that one in just a moment. For another one of my clients, she was 7. And she was being taken advantage of, to put it nicely, by a family member. And that's when she discovered that if she was doing something with food, that they would leave her alone. Well, that was a level of certainty that the food gave her. And then every time she needs certainty, she turns to food. Another one of my clients overcompensates for significant people in his life. For those that he loves, or at least he used to, earliest memory is, I can't be taken care of in the way that I need. Well, I'll just step up and not only take care of myself, but make sure I take care of others. And that invites partners that are going to be dysfunctional takers because he was a dysfunctional giver. Or what about the client who said, oh my gosh, I know what it's like to be rejected. They're about 12, 13. I know what it's like to be rejected. And so even though you're not healthy, I can see the pain. And so I don't want you to go through that pain. And then allowing very unhealthy people in her life up to the point that she didn't. Okay, so as I'm going over my personal story, put yourself in it and see what memories come up that are complementary to what I went through. So I was 9 years old and we were on vacation. We were going from the Midwest down to Florida and we stopped off at a place in Alabama that has the USS, I think it's Alabama battleship. And you could tour it. I don't know if you can still do that. Oh my gosh, it was very old whenever I did this, over 5 decades ago. But anyways, we were touring the battleship. It was my parents and then my siblings. I was 9, and I had a brother and 2 sisters that were 2, 3, and 4. And then we got to the gift shop, and they were running around like little hoodlums grabbing everything off the shelf. They wanted everything. Because we had really never had an experience like that before. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my gosh, my parents cannot afford all of this. At 9 years old, I already had an implicit understanding of what was going on as far as finances in our house. And I also had watched Programming and Conditioning that said, don't speak about certain things. Just take action to try to soothe things and make it okay. Mm-hmm. And so I did what's known as relationship bargaining, where I said, oh, wow, I am going to make it okay for them at the expense of myself. And when you relationship bargain, you don't bring it up. It's implicit. It's internal. So no one really knows that you're doing it. There was a very pretty necklace. And just remember, it was like a crystal prism, sparkly. And I thought that would be very nice to have, but I can't. Because if I do, they can't take care of my brothers and sisters. And so whenever I was asked, Dom, what do you want? I went, oh, no, nothing. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. This began a decades-long experience that whenever I would be triggered around people where I was afraid that they couldn't follow through, I would relationship bargain on their behalf at the expense of myself. Yeah, because that experience was known as an imprint, but it was a strong enough imprint that it actually created an aspect of my personality, a part of my personality that froze in time. And so I would have a 9-year-old show up and relationship bargain. Now I'm going to give you an example of something that happened a week and a half ago where she got triggered because she's always going to be with me. Yours will always be with you. The trigger will always be there, but you need to give it an upgraded meaning now. So my mom moved to Florida with my dad. They retired 35 plus years ago. Dad's been gone 12, 14 years. And she finally decided that she wanted to move back home. Midwest of the U.S., Missouri. It's where 3 of her 4 kids live. And so she's actually moving in with me for a little bit while she finds her place. There was a family member that said, I'm going to give you a gift, Pat. I'm going to give you a gift, that's my mom, that whenever you sell your house and you get ready to move back, I will fly down. I'll put you on a plane where Dawn then can pick you up, and I'll drive your car back. Great. No one knew that mom's was going to sell the house in 12 days and that the closing was going to be over Memorial Weekend, which is a really big time for this family member that said, I'm going to do this as a gift for you because they got graduations. Uh-oh. So they reached out to me and said, can't do it. What do you think should happen? Oh, let me tell you, that 9-year-old, she was triggered. Years ago, she would have said, don't worry about it. I've got it. And then would have absolutely torn her life apart trying to make something happen that really wasn't her responsibility. So that's what she wanted to do. But my wise woman, which is on the other side of her, the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. So if you have a younger you that self-sabotages, then you have a wise you that knows how to parent you and bring you out to the other side. So my wise woman stepped up and said, let's take a breather and we'll get back with him. And I did offer assistance with boundaries and rules. Boundaries bless, rules restrict. So let's see if you can tell which one was the boundary and which one was the rule. So I said, I can fly down, but it has to be on this one date that's going to be early because of the client load that I have. I will be spending one night getting up bright and early the next morning and hitting the road. It is going to be dependent on whether or not my dog can be boarded in the medical boarding at the vet because my dog has medical challenges and cannot go to a regular boarder. And so they have to have an opening. And you still have to find somebody to drive back with me because I am not doing a 12-hour trip all on my own. To which point they said, oh, you know what? We think this other family member is going to be available to do it. And they were right. The other one was available and actually is turning it into a mini vacation. How wonderful is that? But it wouldn't have been if I would have allowed that 9-year-old me that knows how to relationship bargain step up and say yes and then try to figure out how to make it happen. With that being said, there's an aspect of your personality that gets triggered and then acts out in ways to where others benefit, but you pay the price. And now that creates a lot of angst and a lot of upset, and you will pick up a second habit that will be dysfunctional, disordered, dysregulated, in order to give you relief from the first one. In fact, with me being triggered with that conversation, that 9-year-old was going, wow, I'm not feeling so good, even though I couldn't relationship bargain because my wise woman stepped up and handled it. The 9-year-old was still going, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I'm like, let's look at pretties. Mm-hmm. Maybe 9-year-old, the next pat on the back that we give ourselves for achieving a milestone in action needs to be something that you pick. And she did. She picked out a pretty shirt. Okay. Now, did we buy it right away? No, because we still need to take action to earn it. We don't give ourselves things to get relief. We take action to get resolution, and then we reward the action. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might be able to benefit from, it's known as the four R's. Reveal, release, relearn, rejoice. This is how hypnosis is used whenever I work with my clients. We reveal the aspect of your personality that has been showing up, but in a way where others benefit and you pay the price. We release them from that current contract. Then we've got to relearn that that younger you needs to be given something new to do. And then the relearn also means that we need to have your wise person step up and start handling those situations. And then rejoice. The younger you partners with the wiser you, and then they show up in your life consistently to improve the quality. Because when you're triggered, you now have an upgraded meaning. If I might be able to assist you with this, I'd be honored. But until then, understand that whenever you act out in ways that maybe you don't like, it's not necessarily who you are today. It's who you were when you first learned that this is what you had to do for others to be okay. Let them know that they're cared for, and that they're loved, and they're not going to have to continue to operate this way anymore. What I've been sharing with you is part of Your Time to Thrive. See, we can get stuck in a healing process, but what's beyond the healing? Well, there's growth, and then there's goals, and then there's vision. And Your Time to Thrive is a very special membership where you access a course or a live event with me every single month that is going to teach you this process. So that way you're not dependent upon someone else for your progress. Instead, you're empowered to be able to make upgrades on your own. And then whenever you hit a block that just seems to be too much for you to get over, that's when you bring in someone for assistance. So this membership is only open for the next few days. Go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see all the details when you click on the tab that says Time to Thrive.